Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogwili.
The way the system works is that God gives you a mandate. A mandate is an authorization to execute a certain assignment on behalf of the government or ruling powers. For example, if Lagos State government give you a mandate to go to a particular area and do a housing estate, the mandate will state what you are to do, the assignment, but the mandate also has authorization, authority to implement that assignment. To rule on the earth, you have to rule from the unseen. It's the spiritual world that controls the natural world. You and I belong to a kingdom that is the supreme ruler over the whole universe. The kingdom that rules over all. That's where we belong to. We are not representing Nigerian government. You're not representing your traditional ruler in the village. We are representing the kingdom of God. That's we are giving ambassadorial status for our king. If you notice in Mark chapter 16, when he gave them the great commission, go into the world, preach the gospel to all creatures. He said, first sign, this sign shall follow. The first one, you shall cast out devils. If you get to verse 20, the same Bible said, the Lord that has risen, that has ascended, was now walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. He is the guarantor. So each time they exercise the authority of his name, he confirms it. He backs it up. The power of the risen Christ is behind you, my friends. There was the ascension of Christ, and he was raised all the way to the right hand of God. And the Bible said we were raised up with him also. And then the ultimate thing happened. Can I get two seats? I beheld the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. This is God the Father. You know, let's manage. And the hair of his head was like pure as wool. His throne was like fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Verse 10. A fiery stream issued before him. Thousands upon thousands ministered to him. He's talking about angels, and books were opened. In the visions of the night, yes, I beheld one like the Son of Man. Oga on white, there. Come. He has paid for our sin. He has risen from the dead. He has finished commissioning his disciples on Mount Olivet. He rises, ascends to heaven, and now he is welcomed. The gates of heaven opens when he asks that question, you know. Anyway, and then he is brought before the Father. Look at it. And behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. If you remember at Mount Olivet, he said, and he ascended, and the clouds received him out of their sight. He came with the clouds of heaven, and then he came to the Ancient of Days. They brought him near him. The book of Revelation showed the wonders of what happened that day, the coronation of Christ. And then let's see what followed. Verse 14. And there was given to him, watch, dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. That's when they began to confer on him all kinds of titles. King of kings, Lord of lords. The Bible actually said in Revelation chapter 19 that he wears many crowns. You know, it's different from us who might get one crown, soul winner's crown and all that. Jesus has many titles. When he fought and conquered death, conquered sin, conquered Satan, and rose from the dead on our behalf, they began to decorate him with all kinds of titles. And the Father transferred authority over the earth, or even over the heavens, except the one that gave him the authority.
and authority over the underworld. Because the Bible said God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things on earth and of things under the earth. Matthew 28 said all authority in heaven and earth. So I thought it was only two realms. But when you read Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, it said of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. Anything oil around here, or water, anything that flows, but I need oil if you have oil. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because he was actually anointed. He was actually anointed. He told his people, he said, tarry in Jerusalem. I'm going for coronation. I'm going for coronation. And like Prof read for us, when he was anointed with the seven spirits of God. Complete, everything, nothing missing. When he was given authority, he was given the seven horns. Those horns are complete dominion, complete authority. Those eyes are the seven spirits of God. And the Bible said those seven spirits of God in Revelation chapter 5 have been sent into the earth. How? Because Jesus is the head. You and I are his body. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I had an experience, Daddy, where I was shown the heavens, you know, and things. So after that, I was asking questions. I thought you said we all have thrones. How come I didn't see our throne? Until when he returns and when we are raptured, when we are going to be given our own reward, we're going to wear crowns, all kinds of things. But right now, there's only one throne next to the throne of God. But Ephesians 2 said, you are seated with him. So where is the third one? Where is the third throne? Oh yeah, come and sit down. I was expecting to see a third seat. That's my own seat. I was expecting to see your seat. There is no third seat. There is the giant exalted throne of the Father and the throne of the Son. So I said, Lord, you have made us to sit with him at the right hand. No, Oga, you are supposed to be on the right. Carry your seat here. But truly, you are not supposed to carry it. Everything has been arranged. Just sit. Right. Sit well. Oh. Mm-hmm. Sit. If you want to know what I'm saying, show them Psalm 110 verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord. This is the Lord said to my Lord, sit down where? At my right hand. Until what? I make your enemies your footstool. Then verse 2. How are you going to make his enemies his footstool since he's seated? He said, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of where? So he said, that authority, I need a scepter. Somebody give me a scepter, a stick, drumstick, anything. You know, this is one coming thing. I'll construct something, you know, just to help us get the message. He said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. That's the Father declaring the Son's throne. Your throne, O God. He calls him God. God Almighty calls the Son God. You can see here, he calls him Lord. The Lord said to my Lord, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Oh yeah, hand him a scepter. And as he hands, receive it. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter, because you love righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, even your God, has an amagogo koboroko. Has anointed you. They began the coronation. Anointed with the oil of gladness above all your fellows. But he told his body to wait at the upper room. He said, I'm only sitting here in representation of you. The head and the body sits on one seat. I am the head, you are my.